Sam Cedar on the Majority Report, Air America Radio.
We got Glenn Greenwald on the phone. He is the author of How Would a Patriot Act, Defending American Values from a President Run Amok. He also is the proprietor of Unclaimed Territory at GlennGreenwaldBlogspot.com. Welcome to the program, Glenn.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be here.
Now, we only got a couple minutes here, so tell us, there were three bills that came out of the Judiciary Committee to deal with George Bush's illegal wiretapping of Americans without warrants. Just give us a brief outline of each bill.
The first bill is one that was sponsored by Arlen Specter and has the support of the White House. It was negotiated with the White House. And that basically is the most extreme bill. It gives the president full-scale power to eavesdrop on Americans, no warrants, no limits of any kind, and immunizes the president from the consequences of his lawbreaking. The other bill is one by Mike DeWine.
So let me just clarify that. So in other words, if you broke the law in the past, President, you basically just got a pardon for it. No harm, no foul, even though you spied on Americans.
In effect, right. It doesn't come out and say that, but that would absolutely be the effect of it. It would block any consequences from accruing as a result of the president's lawbreaking.
Okay. So the second bill?
The second bill is one by Mike DeWine that really has no prospects, which basically also legalizes warrantless eavesdropping and just requires the president to report to the Congress every 45 days about what he's doing. So there's a little more reporting requirement, but there's also no oversight. And the White House, although it's not their favorite bill, they would be fine with that one, too. And then the third bill is one that was sponsored by Senator Specter before he reached the agreement with the White House, along with Dianne Feinstein, which reiterates what the current law says, which is that the only way you can eavesdrop is if you get a FISA warrant from the FISA court, but it fixes some of the problems that the administration claims exist in FISA by making it a little bit easier to get a warrant. So it strengthens the president's eavesdropping power against terrorists, but it keeps all eavesdropping under the framework of judicial review.
So it sounds to me like this Arlen Specter bill essentially says, forget about the rule of law, forget about anything we passed in the we've passed in the past. You guys got a free rein. And DeWine's bill simply says, you got a free rein, just come and tell us about it occasionally, who you're spying on without any oversight.
In essence, I mean, the Specter bill is probably the most pernicious bill that's been introduced during the entire Bush presidency, because
wow.
It not only gives the president full eavesdropping power, as you say, but it really embraces this theory that the president has the right to act without limitations from the Congress.
And now, just to remind people, we're talking about the FISA court, which has granted something like 20,000 warrants and rejected three over the course of the past 30 years?
Right. I mean, the FISA court basically would never stand in the way and never has stood in the way of the president being able to eavesdrop on terrorists. The president has full authority to eavesdrop under terrorists, and the FISA court approves essentially every request for the president to eavesdrop. The only difference under the Specter bill would be that the president could eavesdrop in secret and without any limitations.
Wow. Now, let's talk about, you had a conference call today. You were talking to Senator Harry Reid, and you got a fairly big news story to tell us.
I think so. I mean, people have been very worried that what the Democrats were going to do, if anything, in order to stop the Specter bill from becoming law. And it seemed as though the only way to really stop it, given that the White House supports it and even supposedly independent Republicans stop it, is for the Democrats to filibuster, but nobody thought they would because they've been afraid to oppose the president, and they'll be accused of, impeding his attempt to protect Americans by eavesdropping on terrorists. But today we had a conference call.
Well, let's be honest. They'll be accused of siding with the terrorists.
Right. Well, they'll be accused of that anyway. It was like with the Iraq War. They voted to support the war, and they were still accused of being best friends with Saddam Hussein. But, they're going to be accused of being best friends with the terrorists anyway. But, they can make the case that they support eavesdropping on terrorists. They just want eavesdropping not done in secret because they don't trust the president to eavesdrop on Americans. So during this conference call, we asked Senator Reid what the strategy was, if any, for Democrats to stop the Specter bill, and didn't have much hope to hear a real answer, but he was very firm about, when pushed, about the fact that the Democrats were not going to allow this bill to become law, that he didn't think that it would get the votes that it needed, and that if it did, they were prepared to filibuster in order to prevent it from being enacted.
That's great news. That is great news to hear that the Democratic Party is going to stand up for the Constitution and for the rule of law. And so what do you think people should start doing to help continue and edify that resolve that Harry Reid has?
Well, you know, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm not sure how planned it was that Reid said that, but he clearly said it, and we definitely want to do everything possible to stiffen their resolve and let them know that this is a very important issue and that we'll stand behind them and support them if they take that resolute stand. And that means contacting, I would say, you know, certainly Senator Reid, Senator Durbin, Carl Levin, and some of the key members of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Glenn, we only got 10 seconds left. When do you think this is going to come up on the Senate floor?
Assuming there's no filibuster, it will come up sometime next week, probably Tuesday or Wednesday. A filibuster will obviously prevent it from coming up on the Senate floor.
All right, Glenn Greenwald, thank you so much. We'll get on it.
The Majority Report.